This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And everything that Alex Jones and InfoWars has been covering has reached ahead. We are now in the final battle, or what could be the final battle, for the future of America. And as we've been telling you, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, has placed his wager, placed his name, placed his treasure, put everything on the line, betting on you. And I'm not sure what the history books are going to say about President Trump's time in office, whether it be 4 or 8 years. But history will remember this time, this blink of an eye in human history, in the very short history of the great experiment in self-government and self-reliance and independence we called the United States of America. And so President Trump has basically been dealing with things that you or I will probably never even imagine or know. And he's surrounded. He can get very little help. Most of them, his appointees, turn into Judas. But he's the man in the arena, and he realized something. He realized something like the great gladiators that were sent into the ring to lose intentionally. You start to win the crowd over. And so President Trump is just in there surrounded, being stabbed and snaked from every angle. You have Democrats dancing at bars because they screwed the American people over. There it is right there. They're dancing and celebrating how they screwed America as they stabbed Trump and America in the back. Lunatics like Nancy Pelosi, whose state is highest in poverty, also highest in wealth, whose state was just named the dumbest state in the union today. And it's scum like that and Dianne Feinstein, a Chinese spy for 20 years, that sold this country down the drain. So Trump got in and realized, my God, we don't have a breach in the hull. We don't have a leak. We're damn flooded. I'm just looking for oxygen in here. But just like the gladiator that is being ambushed and set up and the whole crowd realizes it, the crowd starts to get behind that gladiator. The crowd starts to chant that gladiator's name. And all of a sudden, the gladiator pulls the arrow out of his back, the knife out of his side, the sword out of his leg, bleeding half to death, and wins the fight. Because of the masses and the momentum behind him. And that's where Trump is at right now. And so we've got the story at InfoWars.com. Trump thinks there'll be a revolt if deep state tries to remove him from office because Americans are too well armed. Well, that's one angle. And the president is absolutely right about that. But I don't even necessarily think it will come to that. I think like a force of nature, I think like an act of divine gravity, 20 million, 40 million, 50 million Americans will flock to D.C. in protest of the removal of Donald Trump. And all these little fake news minions and all these little people in Hollywood and all these Democrats are going to look awfully stupid when millions of Americans take to the street to support Trump, something they never thought they would ever see in their life.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Roger Stone flew into Austin, Texas last night. And I took him and associate out to dinner. And he revealed to me a meeting he had had a few days before with an extremely prominent member of the media and subsequent meetings he'd had with others. I separately had already talked to one of the individuals that was at the meeting as well, and this individual was extremely fatalistic and upset after they heard what had been said and would not even repeat back to me what they'd been told. Well, Roger Stone told me last night, and it ties in to what the president said a few weeks ago when he made the statement, and there's also video of it, that if they try to take him out unconstitutionally, the American people will revolt. Well, the president told this extremely prominent member of the media, household name, specifically in a phone call, about details of the plan to criminally take him out by what he called embedded groups in the government working for the deep state, the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, and others. I've also talked to individuals separately in the military and the State Department that have also confirmed this information before I ever got it from Roger with specifics on President Trump's latest statements. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for the world. We need to understand that we're all in extreme grave danger, and that this country's fighting for its life right now. So I ask everybody to pray for the president. Roger's going to be on in the second hour in studio covering all this. Owen Troyer is hosting. I am going to be traveling to see some ill family, but I will be on air popping in as well. All of this obviously ties together with the total demonization of the president. He promised to get our troops out of Syria, and he's now done that. We basically, with Russia's help, annihilated ISIS, but now our media says, oh, Trump did nothing about ISIS. There's 2,000 of them still in this corner area when it was Obama helped create ISIS. It's just incredible how they think we have no memory. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone next hour with ultra-massive news and specifics of what I just broke down. Please tell everyone you know, friends, family, neighbors, local radio listeners, TV viewers, folks on your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reach out to them and say they're coming after the president. The president's aware of it. And this country and the world's 2 minutes to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, faithfully yours. God bless you all. Back to the live broadcast. Owen Troyer.
And here we are on this Thursday, December 20th, 2018. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones quite a bit today. Guys, give me a doc cam shot here so we can just get a look at all this news that we're going to cover here today. Not to mention, as Alex said, Roger Stone in studio at 12 Central here in 50 minutes to join me with an exclusive. We'll be joined by Paul Joseph Watson at 11:30 Central. He's got his story at InfoWars.com. Trump thinks there'll be a revolt if Deep State tries to remove him from office. And then Millie Weaver is going to be joining me in the third hour. She's got a report on what's got Facebook in the news right now. And then Matt Bracken, always informative, is going to be hosting the fourth hour. And then, of course, the war room starts and we go on with the rest of the live programming we have here. And to dovetail on what Alex was just saying, obviously Trump is, I mean, some people would say the George Washington of this second American Revolution. I would say more of a John Hancock, perhaps, just because of the namesake and the boldness. But there is no doubt you are currently living in the second American Revolution. Now, whether America comes out on the other side of this alive or not, you'll see. People tend to forget, though, that America is rather young, really. I mean, compared to China, they've been around for over 3,000 years. This experiment that we have here in self-government, independence, which created the freest market, the most prosperity, the most wealth, the highest standard of living in world history, and the deranged, regressive left is trying to tear it all down in some propaganda-driven social justice virtue signaling campaign that has no bearings in reality and will ultimately be the total destruction of the West. And when you have total nincompoops like Alexandria Martini-Cortez steering the Democrat Party to total communism and socialism, who then goes on her social media and says, I need to have a self-care day. I got news for you. In Venezuela, you know what that means? You hope you find a live animal that you can kill with your bare hands and eat, maybe. That's what you want to bring to America. But of course, it's not really you. You're just a useful idiot. But I got to say, I am really, truly sickened by media last night and today. And this goes across the entire spectrum. Fox, CNN, MSNBC. I've got a clip right here. In fact, let's go ahead and roll this clip because roll clip five, guys. The entire cable news spectrum, for the most part, is mad that Trump is pulling our troops out of Syria. I am sickened at the pro-war hawks we have in our media and our government. Makes me sick. Here's an MSNBC host hoping that the military just ignores Trump and stays in Syria.
Listen, to their credit, I'm cheered if you're telling me that the military doesn't listen to him.
You are a
sick
person.
But I read a lot of quotes of a lot of senior Pentagon officials who were alarmed by the news, who had the rug pulled, who were communicated as recently as yesterday.
No, just say it. You want war. You want death. Say it.
The president seems to have his foreign policy run through Moscow or Turkey or other countries. I mean, are they happy just ignoring him?
Stunning. Sickening. Why don't you go to Syria? Why don't you send your kids to Syria? I mean, I am just floored. I tune into Fox News all morning. Bad move for Trump to go to Syria. Lindsey Graham. Oh, this is bad, pulling people out. I mean, all of them. Makes me sick. And all Trump wants to do is just restore America, wants to make our economy big, wants to stop spending money building infrastructures thousands of miles away from our homeland. Excuse me. But unlike the frauds on television, I don't want this country at war forever. I'm sorry, but this just really angers me. That our media is angry that President Trump would bring the troops home. That is just, these are sick people. And I think maybe they should Maybe they should put publicly out, I wonder if some of these people have shares in Lockheed Martin. Wonder if some of these people have shares in Raytheon. Because why else would you be celebrating America being at war and people dying? I'm sorry. This just really made me sick watching that this morning. All right. I'm going to bring it back down to earth here. We're going to cover all the big news, and we're going to talk about how President Trump is saying, look, you can try to remove me, the deep state, Mueller, and all you corrupt Democrats. You can do whatever you think you want to do to try to destroy this country and remove me from office. But guess what? There will be a revolt, and he is 100% right. 100% right. Now, in this short break, ladies and gentlemen, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have just decided to extend our Christmas sale all the way through the new year. So the huge discounts, the free shipping, the double Patriot points, the free t-shirt, the Christmas sale has now been extended to the end of the year. InfoWarsStore.com. It's how you make everything we do here possible. Anti-war.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wrote this song. It was about how Western culture has influenced the world, and that's because it was the best. It was the free market. It was individual prosperity. And you now have control freaks, leftists, and quite frankly, psychopathic, mentally deranged individuals that are so regressive. But because of the PC culture and the fake social justice warrior movement, are somehow paraded around as legitimate politicians. And you can put some faces and names to this description, but that's where we're at. And so let me just kind of give a short background before we get into the story from Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com. The United States of America has been the crown jewel, if you will, in geoeconomic markets and systems and experiments and cultures. And it became so successful and such an example of how individual liberty and prosperity is the most empowering and prosperous thing a republic can have. It became the crown jewel. And so all the powers that be on planet Earth sought after that crown jewel. And they realized the best way to conquer this country would be to divide it from within. And once you've done that, you can do pretty much anything. You can demonize whoever you want. You can cause chaos in the streets. And so you've got a story out today that talks about there's only one thing that Americans can agree on, and that's that they can't agree on anything. Well, how do you explain that? Simple. Corporate news with an agenda, which has been out to destroy America for years, but now has Donald J. Trump in their sights because he is now the warrior as the president of the United States, actually defending America, saying it has a place in the future of Earth. And so now you've got the most corrupt people right now in any form of United States government, Bob Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, all of the Democrat cabal. Most of these people are now out, Comey, Lynch, she was subpoenaed and had a closed door testimony yesterday. She didn't look too pleased. And they're all trying to get Trump. And they think they're going to do it. And they're getting more aggressive. And they're getting more brazen. And they're just going to fully commit. We're going to take Trump out. Now, we tried everything to make you hate Trump and you just didn't. So we're just going to take him out. And this is where we're at. But Trump knows this is going on. And so he says, you know what? If you think you can take me out, you got another thing coming. Americans will revolt. So the headline at Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson. Trump thinks Americans will engage in an armed revolt if deep state tries to remove him from office. Let's go ahead and read this. President Donald Trump told a prominent person during a phone call last week that he thinks the American people will revolt if the deep state tries to remove him from office via impeachment or any other method because Americans are too well armed.
According to our sources, Trump thinks that Democrats are so intent on stopping America's recovery that they will set off a destabilizing crisis at the border. They've already done that. An economic collapse. They're working on that. And even civil war. They're working on that as well as a means of ejecting him from the Oval Office. However, Trump believes that both the U.S. military and the American people would not stand for such a scenario and would rise up against it. And there would be a revolt because Americans are too well armed. And boy, would that be an interesting scenario to see pull out. And who do you think they would target first, ladies and gentlemen? Donald J. Trump, or let's just say Bob Mueller? The phone call was further discussed during a meeting between three people. And other prominent individuals close to the president have confirmed that what Trump said during the call was his ongoing state of mind over the past several weeks. The conversation was prompted following criticism from some figures on the right that Trump was not following through on his main campaign promises, specifically regarding the wall. Ann Coulter, the biggest example of that. And then there's a huge story Trump unfollowed on Twitter. The comments lined up with previous public statements made by Trump about how the American people would respond if he were to be impeached. "I'm not concerned, no," the president told Reuters last month during a conversation in the Oval Office. "I think that the people would revolt if that happened." So, again, this story is at Infowars.com. Trump himself is apparently extremely taken aback at the level to which the country has been sold out by embedded groups within the government, particularly with regard to the Chinese influence. He's now bought up Apple, working on buying up Google, had total access to Hillary Clinton's private server, not just hacking the server. It was basically a Chinese server that Hillary Clinton put in her home, really. And then you had Dianne Feinstein with the Chinese spy for 20 years. It just goes on and on. Nothing for that, no hearing, so that's nice. The president also now suspects that the Federal Reserve is working with the deep state to plunge the economy as a way of crushing his reelection hopes if he makes it that far. And, I mean, Powell was appointed by Trump, and here he is trying to sabotage him. It just makes you wonder. However, Trump expressed his confidence that the American people would choose the right side and have his back, which in turn sends a strong message to the establishment forces who are plotting his demise. And, you know, if you look at history, specifically American history, whether you think it's organic or what, America goes through times of flux. There have been great depressions. There have been great wars, civil wars, you know, a lot of stuff. And a lot of people think we're due for that. You say, oh, well, there was the recession of 2008 and, you know, there was some other stuff, the recession after 9/11. Folks, that is nothing. That is nothing. You know, we do have a large homeless population. But let me tell you something. This country is so well off, even with the rigged economy, even with the wealth distribution, even with all the poverty and homelessness, this country doesn't even know what it's like to be hungry. Okay? So, I'm not wanting there to be a civil war, obviously. I'd love the deep state to just back off President Trump and let him do his job and just quit trying to dominate the world, which means you have to destroy America, because you can't have 300 million free Americans in the West with guns if you want to have a world government. It's just not going to work, because we're going to stop it from happening. But let me assure you, just as humanity is in the process of a new age right now, the dawn of a new era of humanity, America is in the process of going through another purification process right now. And we're going to be smelted, and it's going to be hot, but America will come out on the other side of this purified if we're able to come out at all. And President Trump has bet his name, he's bet his fortune, he's bet his treasure, he's bet his family on you, on America, that you will see what's right. And I pray every night that God gives America that vision to see what is right.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Paul Joseph Watson joins me now. And he wants to talk about some censorship that we're seeing. But Paul, it's gone beyond just the censorship and the attacks on PewDiePie. I don't know if you saw this story, but now you have a school, a middle school in Seattle, has called police officers after they found students posting subscribe to PewDiePie posters around the school. You know, I remember in school, you know, you had all kinds of stuff that would trend and you'd put stuff up or talk about it. But now, Paul, now you're not allowed to do that. So you're not allowed to talk about PewDiePie. And, you know, someone showed up in a video game feed he had, and his name was Sergeant Shekel. So obviously he's a Nazi now. So this is what's going on, Paul. This is the reality that we live in.
Well, exactly. You have this contrived moral panic around PewDiePie. Why are they so afraid of PewDiePie? You don't need to really know what he does to understand why they're so afraid of him. Mainly, he reviews memes. Okay, the left does not understand memes. There have been scientific studies that prove they don't understand memes. The most effective memes in 2016 that basically won Trump the election came out of two places, 4chan and the Donald Reddit. They're petrified because they don't speak the language. If you don't speak the language that all these younger people now, obviously skewing younger, are speaking, then how are you going to compete? How are you going to dominate that narrative? Plus, with someone like PewDiePie, this is a guy with 77 million subscribers. This is a guy who's not under corporate control. He jettisoned, or was forced to jettison, all his Disney deals and everything like that a couple of years ago. So merely the threat of somebody who isn't even political, he doesn't even talk about politics, having control over a sizable audience that big represents such a threat to them that they try to bring him down on an almost daily basis at this point. And this latest scandal is just, you know, another example of that. As he said, he was playing a video game, and somebody else in this video game, it was a VR video game, so it's like a public thing. You go in, you can end up playing with anyone. And someone called Rabbi Shekels is in this shooter game with him, starts doing an effusive speech about PewDiePie, like, oh, your videos really helped me get through some hard times, and is shot by another player. PewDiePie laughs because that's funny, because he was doing this very emotional, effusive speech, and it got cut short because the character in the video game got shot. That's what he was laughing at. Then Vox and BuzzFeed and all these other publications came out and said, oh, he was laughing at the Rabbi Shekels thing because he's a closet anti-Semite and he's promoting white supremacy. So this leads us to the story you just mentioned, the school in Seattle. There was a viral video posted a few nights ago of a teacher, a history teacher, telling middle school students in this Seattle school that they could be sued for retweeting PewDiePie videos, and that basically, in his own words, PewDiePie was promoting, quote, genocide, which is obviously completely absurd. The guy has no understanding of the law to begin with. PewDiePie is a mild-mannered Swedish video gamer, entertainer, who laughs at memes and plays video games, okay? He's not going to lead the Fourth Reich. Let's just get it straight. So obviously this went on Twitter. This got viral. The school responded to the PewDiePie, subscribe to PewDiePie posters, which is a different thing about his battle with T-Series, and this viral rant by this teacher, by calling the police, and by the way, also blaming InfoWars. Obviously it's our fault. They actually put out an article, and this is K-O-U-W, why Alex Jones, right-wing conspiracy theorist, is obsessed with this Seattle school. In our original article about this issue, we didn't even mention the school because yeah. I didn't know the school.
Paul, I was going to say, I saw this story and I said, I've never heard of this school in my life.
But we're obsessed with it, apparently. And our article about this issue came out after PewDiePie had retweeted the viral video, after it had already gone viral on Twitter the night before. So we hadn't even covered this. Obviously, they claim, oh, we got threats from some people. We didn't even name the school, didn't even know the school, didn't even know the name of the teacher, didn't name it. Oh, but we're obsessed. And it's those Pizzagate conspiracy theorists, once again, causing problems for people. Total abject fake news. On top of it, this article doesn't even name PewDiePie. They don't even know who he is. They just say, oh, it's some YouTuber who's an anti-Semite. The guy's world famous. He's a globally famous entertainer. He's got 77 million subscribers. He's in the news every single day. They can't even name him. Similar with the Vox hit piece last week. They couldn't even spell PewDiePie correctly. It was like PiDePew, PewDePew. They couldn't even get his name right. And they're talking about him being an anti-Semite and literally radicalizing the youth on YouTube. They literally accuse him of raising this neo-Nazi army, which is being radicalized on YouTube. Of course, they want to take out the rest of us by guilt by association. They also want to take down PewDiePie. But again, it's because they don't know how to meme, and they're terrified of somebody in a position of influence who they don't control. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, this story from KUOW, why Alex Jones, right-wing conspiracy theorist, is obsessed with the Seattle school. This is the most fake news. I don't think Alex Jones has ever heard of this school. I'd never heard of this school. And they blame everything on us. They even claim that they're putting in extra security because of us. We've never even heard of this place. And then
they say
Pootie Poo, his name is Pootie Poo. Pootie Poo is bad for putting anti-Semitic and Nazi imagery in his videos. When again, it's not even that. It's some goofy name, or is it Pidey Pie? But so that's like, Paul, that's like if you went to the movie theaters in, I guess it was like 2014 or something, and you laughed at Inglourious Basterds, or if you filmed the movie, if you showed the movie Inglourious Basterds at your movie theater, you must be a Nazi too, you know? I mean, what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, and of course the initial controversy was based on the fact that PewDiePie was recommending other channels on one of his videos. One of those channels had an anime review, which he liked, so he gave them a shout-out, said, I really enjoyed this anime review. And because this channel had other questionable content, that means that he was promoting white supremacist neo-Nazi ideology. It's like the logical leap it takes to get to that level is absolutely insane. Look, they don't even understand the internet at this point. They've confused like a bunch of teenagers who engage in edgy banter for an actual fascist takeover of society. And we see this with TikTok as well. Like 99% of TikTok, which is an app where basically teenagers just dance around and lip sync to videos, 99% of it is just mindless entertainment. There's like 1% of it, which is like edgy banter, which is political in some senses and traditionalist and right wing in some senses. They call it ironic conservatism. So because 1% is that, not even 1%, probably 0.2% or something. I put out a video on Monday saying, and I'll use the exact quote. Monday, I said this: the same thing they're doing to PewDiePie, they'll do to TikTok. TikTok is a platform for hate speech, bullying, misogyny, racism, a gateway drug to the alt-right. You're going to hear it all. That's what I said on December 17th. December 18th, Vice reports, TikTok, which is mega popular with children and teens, has a problem with blatant, violent white supremacy and Nazism. Literally the day after they came out with that exact hit piece, because there's a tiny minority of people who use TikTok for edgy political banter, and it's mainly conservative, it's mainly, quote, right wing. So now they're trying to take down TikTok because, again, they don't understand it. Vice, Vox are not on it. They can't control it. And they hate the people who are on it because they don't care about being deplatformed. They don't care about being social media stars. Generation Z is the most conservative since World War II. And they like this edgy banter. They like to get political. The mainstream media doesn't like that because they can't control it.
You know, the amazing thing about these leftists, these social justice warrior virtue signaling leftists, Paul, they are turning into everything they claim to hate. They are turning into the intolerant, racist, you-know-whats that they claim to be against. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't even have a free speech wall at Eastern Michigan University. Somebody wrote, it's okay to be white on a free speech wall. They said, we will not stand for this. These people have become the most racist, anti-free speech garbage in America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So there have been stories about European women and American women who want to do a virtue signaling experiment. And so they go to the Middle East or some Muslim country and they say, oh, you know, I'm going to backpack through here. I'm going to walk through here and everything's going to be great. And you know, this is not something I'm celebrating. This is sad. But these women end up, a few of them have been raped and murdered. There was one even that was, I believe it was in Italy, a nice young woman who became friends with one of the migrants that was in this camp from Northern Africa. And, you know, she eventually disappeared one day and, you know, it wasn't good for her either. But there's another story. Backpackers found murdered at Morocco hiking spot. Paul, you've got this story down. You just brought this to my attention. What happened here to these backpackers?
Yeah, so basically it was two Scandinavian tourists, one Danish, one Norwegian, both women in their 20s. They went to this remote region of Morocco, the High Atlas Mountains. So they were mountain climbing, they were hiking. Ended up being raped and beheaded by ISIS. It turns out today that it almost certainly was a terror attack. It was politically motivated, and that these murders, absolutely tragic, were as a result of a terror attack. They're talking about there's video that's been circulating where they're actually being beheaded. I don't know if that's accurate. I hadn't seen it. But absolutely tragic, obviously. But again, Owen, the question is, would you let your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter go backpacking in a remote region in an Islamic country where ISIS militants are present on their own without a man? Now, I don't want to promote male chaperone culture, and I don't want to victim blame. Obviously, any woman should be able to do that, but in reality, we live in a very dangerous world.
Wait a second. Paul, whoa. You don't... Hold on. Male chaperone culture... No, but here's the funny thing. That's actually Islam.
Yeah. So, no, that's how you have to behave in their country is what I'm saying. You shouldn't have to, but we're of the understanding that that's how you have to behave.
So you're actually right, though. You're actually right. If these ladies would have actually been Muslim, they would have had to have their man with them.
Oh, almost certainly, yeah. But this is the point. I don't know if they were political in this instance, and obviously this is tragic and horrible, but you mentioned the previous cases. I had a headline up on the Tuesday show, murdered by ISIS round the world cyclist couple who wrote of kind, lovely people in travel blog. This was a liberal couple. They were vegans. They were very left wing. They went on a cycling trip through North Africa, through the Balkans, through the Middle East. And they wrote on their own blog, let me read this, before they were mowed down in a vehicle by ISIS and killed by terrorists, they wrote, quote, "You read the papers and you're led to believe that the world is a big, scary place. People, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it. Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind. Self-interested, sometimes myopic, sometimes, but kind. Generous and wonderful and kind. No greater revelation has come from our journey than this." A few weeks later, mown down in a vehicle by ISIS, dead, murdered. Okay? They made the point, our understanding of different cultures, that we're bigoted because we just can't understand different cultures being complex, being, you know, more diverse than ours. Now, evil exists in the world. You have to have this in mind. You have to be cognizant of this if you travel to these dangerous places in the world. And it's not as if they didn't know about it, Owen. When I did a video about this, I went through all their blogs. They did like 40 blogs. I probably went through like half of them. And in almost every place they visit, in Morocco especially, they get harassed. They get things stolen from them. They get run down by vehicles. In one case, a guy tried to run them over in his vehicle, tried to squash them. His wife, his partner gets harassed. They get harassed by people when they refuse to take pictures with them. So you look at their blog. In almost every country, they get stalked, they get harassed, they get violent threats. And yet they come out and they talk to the media and say, oh, the world's not a bad place. People aren't evil. It's just our misunderstanding of other cultures. No. Some cultures are better than others. Some countries are safer than others. It's not to say you're not going to get murdered or harassed in any other, you know, Western, white, European country or whatever. But some places are safer than others. That's a fact. If you go to a remote area in Tajikistan or Morocco or Islamic countries, and you don't have, you know, a sense of wariness at least, then you're making a rod for your own back. So again, it ties into this cultural relativist, moral relativist idea that the world is a utopia, and that just so long as we radiate love, that we're going to be fine, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have discernment.
They've had this, it's like the dodo bird, because they've become so,
yeah.
They've had no real threats to them, or they don't even realize what's going on in the real world. They just walk up to like a T-Rex, like, oh, hey, and try to pet it, and then it eats them. But I want to have a new word. I want to coin a new phrase right here, Paul. I've been thinking about this. Cultural supremacy. Cultural supremacy.
Everybody wants to talk about white supremacy or this supremacy, that supremacy. How about cultural supremacy? I am a proud Western culture supremacist. Suck on that.
Exactly. Some cultures are better than others. You mentioned another story, and this is 2008, another example of this. New York Times, performance artist killed on peace trip is mourned. Okay, so this performance artist went through the Balkans, the Middle East, to prove that Islam is a religion of peace, to send a message of peace and, quote, marriage between different peoples and nations. What happened? Raped and killed. You have case after case like this. In fact, I'm going to do a big video on this in the near future, tying them all together. And it is moral relativism. It's cultural relativism. You also had the case in Sweden. You probably remember this one, where there was a refugee who was set to be deported. He was on the plane, and this 18-year-old, I think it was, Swedish left-wing activist, literally grounded the plane by causing a disturbance on the plane to prevent him from being deported. Why was he being deported? Turned out because he tried to strangle his own wife and kids to death with a power cord.
Oh, but okay. That's his religion, so you have to be tolerant.
His culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, same thing with Bacha Barzi in Afghanistan. Again, this is old men raping children. Oh, it's just part of their culture.
Well, unfortunately, Paul, you're going to have a lot of material for that video, unfortunately. So, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson is going to put up a new video breaking all this down on his channel, Prison Planet. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be looking forward to that video. And I know there's a lot of content. You're going to have a lot of content to go through to put into that video. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes the great Paul Joseph Watson. Be on the lookout for his newest YouTube video, and be sure to share that far and wide. Believe us, they want him banned as well. Now, we're going to go to the most banned and censored individual on the Internet, the host of this show, who's out. I'm filling in for Alex today. But he has just given us a new report that he's filed over audio. And so we are now going to Alex Jones, and we'll be right back on the other side of that with more news and Roger Stone with an exclusive in studio. But here is the latest from Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Jones. Coming up in the next hour, Roger Stone is going to be in studio to relay to you some of the most important earth-shaking news that we have ever broken down on this live broadcast. Roger Stone had dinner with a national media figure who's very close to the president, who told him last week that the deep state is going to make their criminal move to remove him, and that they're also trying to crash the stock market, obviously, and that the level of Chinese communist penetration of the nation is just flabbergasting to the president. But the president has faith in the American people that if they illegally try to remove him from office with this whole fake Russiagate coup and the rest of it, the American people will rise up with their firearms and resist the deep state. These are incredible, incredible, incredible statements and are of maximum import. Please tell everyone you know to tune in now to InfoWars.com/show. I'm Alex Jones on the road with my family. I'll be breaking in live as all this unfolds as well. This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. This is the real deal. America at the crossroads. We go forward or the Republic dies. Choose a side. With America, nationalism or globalism? A pro-human future or a technocracy nightmare future? Again, Roger Stone with the world exclusive breakdown. Now the president must strike back immediately with declassification to avert the civil war. I'm Alex Jones, praying for peace, or preparing to defend our republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone on the other side of this break. There is no doubt it is the American Revolution 2.0. It's going on. It's happening right now. Hope you don't miss it. It's thrilling. It's thrilling, all right.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The globalist.